morning, everyone. It's Friday, April 11, 2008. This is Angela.
And Jennifer. This podcast was created at the University of Northern Iowa for our Classroom Computing Application class. The topic of our podcast is a wonderful online tool, VoiceThread.
In this podcast, you will learn what VoiceThread is, ways it can be used for both your classroom and you personally, and finally, we will walk you through the steps to create your own account.
A VoiceThread is an online media album that can be accessible to others. You control what you put onto it, and then others can make comments in your album. Not only can you post images, but you can also upload actual videos. You can also comment on the album through text or even with your own voice.
Along with making comments, you can doodle onto the media. You can circle something that you want to draw people's attention to. One thing that I love about VoiceThread is the ability to have numerous comments on one VoiceThread album. Once you have created a VoiceThread, you can post it to be viewed by the general public or for individual groups of people.
A VoiceThread can be used for making professional portfolios more personal, for projects in the classroom, for creating presentations, or for personal use such as making a family album of your reunion. In the classroom, students and teachers can collaborate on projects using different forms of media, such as images, videos, or documents from Word, PowerPoint, Excel, or PDFs. You can link to or embed VoiceThread into any site. You'll have a chance to browse some of the uses of VoiceThread during our lesson.
Now we each are going to take some time to explain a few of the VoiceThreads that we have found that are being used in classroom.
In primary school art highlights VoiceThread, there is a photo of a student holding a piece of their artwork. The student talks about how they created their piece of art and why they made creative decisions. Using VoiceThread in this way is a great way for students to reflect on their process while having an audience.
In the VoiceThread, Going and Coming, there is one photo with two different scenes inside of it. The family is in a car, and in one half of the photo, the family looks like they are going, and the other one looks like they are coming. I found this one very interesting because there are over 30 comments on the one image. All the students commented on the image and talked about what they thought the story was about. They also used the doodler to point out different aspects of the image. Before class on Tuesday, we would like you to create your own account. We're going to walk you through the steps. First, go to voicethread.com. Once you arrive there, you will click on the upper right corner of the page on Register. Once the pop-up window opens, also click Register. You will create a name, enter your email account, and create a password. Then click Register. That's it. Your account is created.
Next, we'll have you create your own identity by adding a photo. Click on the blank picture in the upper right corner. Click on Account. Under Identities in the pop-up window, click Edit. There you can upload and crop your photos. You can also edit your name here. In class, we'll show you around the site and give you a chance to create your very own VoiceThread.
Before class on Tuesday, we'd like you to think about having educational technology as your minor at UNI. What do you enjoy about having an EdTech minor? What are some of your favorite projects you've worked on or programs you've learned? What are some ways you've used technology in your field experiences? Or why should other students consider becoming an EdTech minor?
It will make it easier if you jot down some notes so you'll be ready to record in class. Also bring along photos or files demonstrating your use of technology in education. You're now ready for our lesson on Tuesday. In class, we'll show you some examples and even create your own VoiceThread. This is just a quick overview of what VoiceThread is and some of the amazing features of VoiceThread. Once you have created your own account, you will be able to explore many more unique features VoiceThread has to offer.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to our quick podcast about VoiceThread.